Today is Masechta Nida Daf Chaf Dalet. Let me begin with the Gemara at the very end of Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, which leads into the Chaf Dalet. Tan Rabbanan Hamapelas Kuf Otam. A woman has a miscarriage. The fetus is termed in the Gemara a Guf Otam. What in the world is that? A body? Rashi translates this to mean it's Choser. Part of the body is missing. Okay. Part of the body is actually missing, the lower portion of the body. So along comes the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ein imay tmei leida." If the fetus is incomplete, half of the body is missing. Top of the body is there, the head, the heart, the arms, but the lower portion, it just cuts off. It just comes to an end. It's not called a child. It's not called a fetus in halacha, and the mother does not become tmeya midin tumas leida. All the rules don't apply to her. Veizeu guf otam. Now, what is a guf otam? Define for me exactly a guf otam. Three opinions. Number one, Rabbi says, kidei sheyinotel minachai v'yomus. Those are his terms. A significant portion of the body, if this portion would have been taken away from a living person, that person would die. That is what is the definition of a guf otam. So if you have a living person, and if a surgeon would cut away, or something would happen, and part of the person's body would be removed, and that person would instantly die, well, that's what it says. Literally, we have to define those words in a little bit more detail in a moment. That is called a guf otam, and mimela, a fetus, that is equivalent to this situation, the mother is not tmeya tumas leida. The kama yinotel, the Gemara asked $1 million question, the kama yinotel minachai v'yamos, what exactly is this shiur? Three opinions. Rabbi Zakkai oimer ad to arkuva the knee, or the upper portion of the knee area. And what does this mean exactly? So Rashi explains, it's critical to understand the Gemara according to Rashi's definition. The knee, the leg was cut off above the knee. Rashi just said a mouthful. Rashi explains the Gemara. This sugya depends on the sugya. Masechta Chulin. Can a treifa live? We know that if an animal has a defect, the Mishnah Masechta Chulin lists 18 defects that can come to an animal. If an animal has one of these 18 defects, the animal is called a treifa. What does that mean? You're not allowed to eat it. Even if you do a kosher shechita, the animal may not be eaten. What is the problem of an animal being a treifa? So there are two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion says, one opinion says no problem. Animal's a treifa. It can live. It can live 2 years, 3 years, four. The Torah just doesn't want us eating animals that have defects. But the animal, gesundheit, can live 120 years. Let the animal live, peace. Do whatever you want the animal. Treifa chaya, an animal that has a defect, the 18 major defects, the Rambam expands it to 70 defects, can live a happy, peaceful life. But Hashem says to you, my people, I have higher standards. Don't eat animals that are defective.
Can you sell it to a guy?
Sell to a guy, absolutely. That's what they do today. All the animals that are treifas go right to a guy. Absolutely. The second opinion, the Gemara says, no, there's a more fundamental reason. The reason why I don't want you to eat animals that have treifas is because it's not a healthy animal. It's more than just the animal has a defect. It's a guarantee that this animal will die within 12 months. And even though today we see animals live more than 12 months, so nishtana teva, it doesn't matter, we're talking about the way it was at the time of Matan Torah, an animal that has a treifa will definitely die. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara, it appears in machlekes in the Tzias, but let's put that aside, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, if an animal has one of the 18 treifas, can it live more than 12 months, or will it die within 12 months? Right now, our Gemara here makes it very clear, it's clear as day, that when we're discussing a fetus of a woman, now we're not dealing with animals, that's a very important thing to keep in mind. We're not dealing here with animals. We're dealing here with human beings. A woman is giving birth. She's giving birth to a fetus. And the fetus is defective. It's missing part of the body. And the Gemara says, if the part of the body is deficient to the degree that the person would die, a healthy living person, if this part of the body was removed, would die, then this is not called a fetus in halacha, and there's no tumas leida. So we're defining death. We're talking about living and dying. And the Gemara wants to know, what is the shear? The Gemara says, minar kuva, the shear is minar kuva. So what is that? How does Rashi explain Rabbi Zakkai? Rabbi Zakkai holds that a trefa ein achaya, an animal that has a defect, will die. One of the 18 defects of an animal that defines it as a trefa, and according to this opinion, Rabbi Zakkai, the animal will die as if the leg is cut above the knee. And just like this is true with regard to animals, it's true with regard to human beings. Umoisar, Oda, Min Avehema, Oyin, there's no difference in the biology, in the anatomy to a certain degree. I can't say no difference, there is a difference, but basically it means it's the same rules apply. So it's very simple. If a child comes out of the mother's womb and the leg is missing above the knee, that means that this child would be like an animal. An animal that's missing this section would die, and this person now qualifies as Kadeshi Yinotel Min Achai V'Yomos. Simple. Next opinion. Then we go to, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yanayim. Number two, Ad Linikova. No, higher up. Higher up. You have to go until the holes. Holes means the place where the waste comes out of the body, which means not just above the knee, but all the way until the groin area. That's how much must be missing. Why? So Rashi explains, we'll see in the Gemara as well, because this opinion holds a trefa chaya. Just because an animal has a defect, that does not mean it's going to die. Just because the animal's leg is cut above the knee, it's going to live. It's going to live, therefore we have, it's not called kideishi natal menachai v'yomus. It's going to live a nice, healthy, long life. So if you want the animal to actually die, you got to go to the extreme. You got to really go all the way. You got to go and cut the animal above, all the way to the groin area. Then for sure the animal is going to die. But a standard trefa out of Masechta Chulin would not be enough. Then we go to the third opinion. The third opinion, Admokon Tiburai, the navel. The groin area is not enough. You got to go all the way up. All the way up to the navel to cause the animal, to cause the person to die. Now the Gemara explains, what is the difference between the three opinions? Bein Rabbi Zakkai, Rabbi Yanai, between the first and the second opinion, that's very similar. We already speak about Nayu, Trefa Chaya. I'm learning according to Rashi. Trefa Chaya, will the animal live or die? According to the first opinion, Rabbi Zakkai, Trefa Eina Chaya. If the leg is cut above the knee, that's enough, the animal's going to die. If the animal's going to die, the person's going to die. And that's why it's not called a fetus. That's Rabbi Zakkai. Rabbi the second, Rabbi Yanai, I disagree. Just because an animal's the leg is cut above the knee, the animal's not going to die. It'll live forever. It'll live forever, so a human being will also live forever. So that's not called Kadesh Shehitel Menachai V'Yomos. The woman's, it's called a fetus. Called a fetus, the woman's going to live. So therefore, that's why you have to go higher. Okay, fine. What's the difference between the second opinion, the number two, number three? They both agree a trefa will live. The question is, the mitzias is, will an animal die? Is an instant death if the leg is cut in the groin area? Will it die instantly or not? One opinion says, what Rabbi Yanai says, it will. And the third opinion says it will not. It will not die unless it's cut all the way up until the tibur, until the navel, higher up. Okay, so that's what we basically need is to take note that there are three opinions in the Gemara, and the major difference between opinion number one and two and three is trefa chaya, trefa eina chaya. According to opinion number one, a trefa will die. There's a defect. There's a hole in the lung. The animal's dead within 12 months. The one of the 18 trefos, the leg is cut above the knee, the animal's going to die, human beings are the same. If the person, the fetus is missing from the above the knee, the fetus is like an animal, it's going to die, therefore it qualifies, the statement has been triggered, Kadesh Yitl Min Achai V'Yomos. The second two opinions say no, just because it's a defect, the animal's not going to die. We have to discover a case of where a human being would die. Where would a human being die? Something extreme happens to a human being. If the leg is cut up all the way up, high up, where the area where the waist is removed, or where the navel is, that's already something which is very extreme. Will a person die? Two different opinions. That's the Gemara. Problem is the Rambam. Because the Rambam, it's always good to give a shit about a problem in a Rambam. The Rambam, I remember, did I tell you this? That Moshe Soloveitchik, his daughter wrote a book about his life. And she says, when she was her father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the one who was a Rosh Yeshiva in YU, the father of Rav Yosheber Soloveitchik. So he would give a shiur. This is in Europe, this is in Brisk. So he would give a shiur every, I don't know, at night in his home, give a shiur. And he invited all the Talmidim would come to the shiur in the home. At home, you can imagine what kind of home. The home was probably smaller than this room, half of this room. And he gave a shiur, and he was always coming to a kasha on the Rambam, and he would attack the Rambam. And he had a daughter, Moshe Soloveitchik, a little girl. She was, how old could she have been? She'd been 5, 6, 7 years old, and she slept in the bedroom right off the dining room where her father gave the shiur. And she heard her father would present the Rambam, 5-year-old girl, and her father would attack the Rambam and would say this kasha on the Rambam and that kasha, and she had nightmares because she thought the Rambam was like a real person comes to shul, and they're coming to drag him away. He's always under attack. This poor man. Who's going to save the Rambam? And she had great respect that her father always came to defend the Rambam. She really believed that this was a person that was living among us who they all knew. But the problem here, we have a very difficult Rambam. Because the Rambam, the one in Paskins, like the man the Amar, Shreifa, Eina Chaya. The Rambam paskins of an animal that leads to the Talmud and Torah defect, one of the 18 defects in the Mishnah, the Rambam himself expands it. Subcategories to 70, the animal is the goner. There's no way the animal is going to live more than 12 months. Trefa eina chaya. And the Rambam, in the Mela, the Rambam has to hold that if an animal has a cut in the leg is severed above the knee, the Rambam, the Mishnah, the animal, that means that the animal is going to die with certainty within 12 months. And if the animal is going to die within 12 months, so we could assume that a person is the same. A person would also die within 12 months, at least during the time of Matan Torah. Okay, we can talk about Nishtana, we're talking about Matan Torah, the animal is going to die, the person is going to die. If that's the case, so what would you expect when the Rambam discusses this Gemara, in Hilchos Isuri Bia, when he discusses this Gemara, like the first opinion, that if a woman has a miscarriage, and the fetus is missing, not a fetus, gives birth to a fetus, and the fetus is missing from the Arkuva Lamala, so that L'chor, according to Rambam, would qualify to fulfill the Gemara statement, Kidei She'yinotel Min HaChai V'yamos, if you would take out a section of a human being, and the person would die, that automatically qualifies as a guf atum, and a guf atum does not metame the mother with tumas lega. That's what you would expect, right? Right out of the page of the Gemara. But the Rambam doesn't paskin like this. The Rambam paskins like the third opinion, that the only time called a guf atum if it's missing from the navel and below. But if the leg is kalamala mearkuva above the knee, it's okay. The mother is a regular Yoledes. This Tumas Leda. The 7 days, if it's a Zohar in a cave, 7 days, 14 days, 33 days, 66 days, all the rules apply. So you have a very difficult problem in the steer in the Rambam. Mitzadecha, Treifa, Eina Chaya. So L'chayra, right of the Gemara, we should pass like the first man, the Amar. Mitzad Sheni, the Rambam Paskins, like the third opinion from the Navel, Ulamata. How do you answer the Rambam? So they're about, I have for you about five answers. The first answer is, I told you the Gemara according to Rashi. Rashi says the nafkah mina between number one and number two when you wait is trefa chaya, trefa eina chaya. The Ramban and the Ran and a long list of Rishonim thoroughly disagree with Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara. This Gemara has nothing to do with Trefa Chaya, Trefa Eina Chaya. When the Gemara talks about Kedei Sheinotlo Menachai V'Yomos, it's a borrowed term. The law of a guf otom, it's not a din. It's not a din, will the child live, will the child die. It's a description. Is this called a guf? Isha ki yolda, a woman gives birth. Is a human being called a guf, which qualifies for the dinim of Tumas Leda? The parallel to know what is called a guf is to analyze the dinim of Hilchas Treifas, of Kedei Sheinotlo Menachai V'Yomos. We'll look at what different opinion. There are different opinions in the law of Mitzias of what causes a fetus to live or die. The Gemara never means to say literally that it's totally zeh bezeh, according to the Ramban, according to the Ritva, according to the Ran. In other words, it could very well be that the child will die. But just because the child will live, the child will die, that doesn't reflect on the law of guf atom. Is this called a guf atom? Is this not called a guf atom? We can match it up by comparing it to the laws of treifas. That's all the Gemara means to say, but not that there's a correlation between the two. Rashi learns it's totally zeh bezeh. You can't separate the two. Why is it that there's no tumas leida? Because it's dead. It's as good as dead. That's a very difficult thing to say. So what? If a woman gives birth to a stillborn, a real stillborn, dead. We're talking about dead as dead. Dead as dead gets. But it's shalem. The whole body is there. Every part of the body is there. Is she the mitami to us later? Certainly. Of course she is. So what do we see? Tumas Leda has nothing to do with being alive or dead. Has to do with the tsura of the Vlad. So the same thing, when we're talking over here about the guf atom, it's not totally in, is the child dead or alive? It's totally in, it's just those are, that is a parallel to describe what is called a guf, what is not. They happen to have a parallel in Mitzias, but it's the reasons are not the same. And therefore, it's not astir in the Rambam. The Rambam holds treifa in a chaya. Treifa is not going to live. But that has nothing to do with passing the Gemara over here. Just because the child came out, and the child is missing the leg from the knee and above, and it's a guarantee that this child's going to die, guaranteed, because the leg is missing, merkuv l'mala, treifa ein achaya, this is still called a guf shalem, according to the Rambam. It's a dead guf, but it's a guf shalem, this tumas later. So it's not necessarily totally zeh. That's the simplest answer. You don't have to say the Rambam is tied down to learn the Gemara like Rashi. But let's say we do want to say that the Rambam learns, let's say we do want to take the approach that the Rambam learns like Rashi, that it's totally zeh bezeh. That if the child's going to die, then there's no tumas leida. The child's going to live, there will be tumas. Let's say we take that approach. So how will we answer this through in the Rambam? So one very technical answer is that when it says here, merkuv l'mal l'mata, it means, is the nafkamina ad v'ad b'chlal or ad v'loy ad b'chlal? Rashi over here is very careful to say ad v'ad b'chlal. They're an exact match to the laws of Treifas. It's a very difficult answer, but the answer is that the Rambam, when he takes the Gemara, he means ad v'loy ad b'chlal. So it's when you talk about mikuv, when is an animal going to die? When it's cut from the knee ulamala? That's the knee and above the knee. Ad b'chlal. When the Gemara here says that the animal is a guf atom, it means ad the loyad b'chlal. The cut is below the knee, not above it. Okay, that's a technical answer. Another answer given by the Kresu Plate, this is a nice answer. Kresu Plate says that there's a fundamental difference between starting off complete and losing a leg, to where the person never had the leg to begin with. When is it true in Masechta Chulin that an animal that's missing a leg is a treifa min akuv l'mata l'mala? That's where the animal started off with a leg. It was a happy animal with legs, everything was fine and good. And then it got into an accident and it lost the leg min akuv l'mala. Then it's going to die. Treif en chaya. But with the animal, where animal, let's say an animal was born licha from the day one without the leg ulamala, it can live. So here we're dealing with a fetus that came out from the mother that never had the leg to begin with. That's called the trefa. I mean that's a different discussion. That it will live. That's exactly what Ram says, that here Ram holds trefa ein achaya. When is a trefa ein achaya? When it starts out with the leg, and then the leg is removed. But the reason why here the Rambam seems to indicate that the animal, the fetus would live, was because it never had the leg to begin with. Where the human being was born without the leg at all, it was born min arkuva ulamala, there was nothing min arkuva ulamata, it can live. Oh, but it says in Masechta Chulin it can't live. It only can't live where it had it and it was taken away. Because then the biology, then the system was built that this is what's where it's supposed to be. If it's now it's taken away, but it was built into the system of the body that it doesn't have it from there to begin with, then it can live. And that's why here only the Rambam needs to say the case, the halach is where it was from the navel ulamat. Because that's another very interesting answer from the Kresi Uplesi. Now comes to my favorite answer, the answer of the Bach. And it's not such a good, it's a difficult answer. It's not a solid answer. I'll show you there's a problem with the answer. But the Bach says, the Rabbeinu Tam, something you should be aware of, an important thing to know. Rabbeinu Tam, Mesach Tuchulin, and other places, Sech Tuchuros, there's a difference between an animal and a human being. Now, if you ever go to listen to the Shiurim.
And has four legs. And has two legs.
But it says in the Pasuk, Moisahar Odam and Abahima Oyin. There is no difference between that. I've heard this many times. I don't know the details, but I remember hearing Gemara where a person had a shayla. It's a famous drush. A person had a shayla. He had a lung problem, and he went to the rav. He went to the doctors, and the doctors told him, "There's no hope. Pack your bags. Tzav lebeischa. It's all over. It's curtains. You have a short time to live." And he then went to, I think it's a Gemara, I don't remember the details. And then he went to his Rav, his Rebbe, his Rashid, he told him the story. He said to him, no problem. You just go to this country, go to Bavel. You go to Bavel, and then go to a doctor, and you'll be okay. He went to Bavel, and he was healed. So what's there? So they said, they came back, and said to the Rashiva, "You're a Baal Moifes. How could it possibly be? How do you know, give me such advice, to go to Bavel, and in Bavel I will be healed?" And the doctor said, "I have the best doctor here in Yerushalayim. He told me I'm going to die." So he said, "It's a fair shul gemara. You have a lung issue. Your illness is discussed in Masech Tuchulin Hilchus Treifus, dealing with a hole in the lung. And there are different conditions, different situations. Does it qualify as a hole? Is it a sircha, is it not a sircha, is it a nekev, not a nekev? Your illness is discussed in detail in the Gemara. And there's a machlekes in the Gemara, there are two opinions. There's a Tana that says it's a trefa, it's going to die. And there's a Tana that says that it's not a trefa. The Tana that says the trefa lived in Eretz Yisrael. And the Tana that says that it's not a trefa, he lived in Bavel. So therefore, you're now living in Eretz Yisrael. The halacha in Eretz Yisrael follows that Tana. Therefore, you're going to die, because this is a trefa. But if you go to Bavel, the Mara, the Asher of Bavel is the other man, the Amar in the Gemara. He's the Mara, the Asher there. The halacha. So there, it's not a trefa. It's not a trefa. Mamela, you live. So what do you see from this story? You see that there's no difference between a human being and an animal. This is a famous drush. Now, the impression you get when hearing this drush is, is that there's no difference between a human being and an animal. But the Rabbeinu Tam says, "Eferish Masechta Chulin, it's not so. A human being has mazel. So even if a human being has one of the trefas listed in the Mishnah Masechta Chulin, that does not mean he's going to die. Even if you hold like the Man Amar, trefa ein achaya, an animal that has a defect is going to die, that's only by animals, not by human beings. Human beings has a mazel, has a koyach, and a human being can overcome, the trefas can live forever. Mimela, there's no kasha. Over here, we're dealing here with a human being. A woman is a mapella. She discharges a fetus. And the fetus is missing minarkuva lamala. It's true, minarkuva lamala is called a trefa for animals. And the Rambam passes treza ena chaya, but that's not relevant to human beings. Very simple. Very simple way to answer the Rambam. We're dealing with human beings, you can't compare. Now why is this a very difficult answer? Very difficult because it appears that's not, the Rambam holds there is no difference. Why would, does it appear the Rambam holds there is no difference? Because one of the cases in the previous Gemara is where the Veshet is Nakuf. A child is born, and there's a hole in the esophagus. So a hole in the Veshet by an animal is a Trefa. If it's a Trefa, so it says here in the Gemara, the mother is Tmeya Tumas Le'imai Tmeya. She is Tmeya Tumas Le'imai. Why? So Rashi explains, because this man the Omar holds Trefa Chaya. That what is the determining factor to terminate, to prevent Tumas Leida? Life and death. This opinion holds a Trefa will live. So just because there's a defect in the esophagus, which is called a Trefa, and if it was an animal, you would not be allowed to eat the animal, but the animal will live. If the animal will live, the human being will live. The human being will live, so there's going to be a din of Tumas Leida. Imoi Tumeya. The problem is, the Rambam does not include this halacha in Mishneh Torah. And the Lecha Mishnah. You know why the Rambam left this out of the Mishneh Torah? Because the Rambam paskins Trefa Eina Chaya. And if Trefa Eina Chaya, if a person has a hole in the esophagus, born with a hole in the esophagus, it means he's going to die. Unless you do some corrective procedure. But it means that Chateva, the person is going to die. Person going to die, death is the determining factor, Masleda, there's no Tumas Leida. But why don't you say the Rambam should pass and bring down this halacha and say there's going to be Tumas Leida, because the Rambam holds that there's no difference between a human being and an animal. You can't compare the laws, ain't no Trefa, ain't a Chaya by an animal, by human being, Trefa Chaya. The Rambam did not bring down the halacha. That seems to indicate the Rambam holds that there is no difference between an animal and a human being. Just like an animal is going to die, so too a human being would naturally die from such a thing. If he would die from such a thing in a chanami, there's no Tumas Leida. And that's why the Rambam doesn't bring this down, because the Rambam taka holds that there would not be Tumas Leida. Not like the Gemara says that there is Tumas Leida, because the Gemara holds like the Rambam, the Yamar Trefa Chaya. So you see from the Lecha Mishnah that the Rambam, there are indications in the Rambam that there is no difference between a human being and an animal. So we really were stuck now in the middle. What's going on over here? We when it comes to the law of the Arkuv Lamal, the Rambam seems to say Rambam passes Treif and Chay, but yet he passes like Shaman the Yamar. But when it comes to the Veshed, he seems to say we follow the laws of Treifus letter for letter. So there is one more answer, the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer says a very interesting Yesod. And he says that this really a chulin yisod, and through this sugya appears all over Shas. The sugya of Minar Kuva Ulamal, the leg and above. There are 18 treifos listed in the Mishnah Masechta Chulin, which are subdivided into 70 treifos. The category of Minar Kuva Ulamata, it's a chulin sugya, is a different type of treifa. It's a treifa. The animal will die from pain and from suffering. Not from choili. In other words, let's say there's a hole in the veshet, or there's a hole in the kidney, or there's a hole here, or there's a hole in the lungs. This is a trefa which affects the entire animal. It's an illness, it's a defect in the animal which completely compromises its health. When the leg is removed, minar kuva ulamata, it's not a defect. It's not a problem in the health of the animal. It's the trauma, and it's the pain, and it's the complication of the surgical procedure of the problem that now has come about because the leg has been severed. Now, in fact, the Gemara says the leg is severed with the Gemara says a knife that's burning hot, a burning hot knife, it's cauterized right away, then it's okay. It's not a treif. So you see from that the din, this there are 18 trefos, which have to be broken up into two parts, 17 and 1. 17 trefos reflect the general health of the animal. There's a defect. Forget about it, stay away. Number 18 is not a defect in the health. It's a complication that generally speaking cannot be rectified, and it will cause the death. But there are unique situations where it can be rectified, and in those situations that will prevent the din treifa. What's the raya? The raya over here. There's no difference between a human being and an animal in the laws of treifas, only by the 17 treifas. But by number 18, this really borders on the other instance. The instance that we said before is that since the person was born without the leg, it's not so bad. It's or you can say different is that by a human being, even if the leg was cut, minar kuva ulamala, a human being has the ability to deal with the situation better than an animal. The biology of a human being allows itself to repair the damage, or at least to cope with the situation better than an animal. And another proof to this is by a bird. A bird that's cut, the leg narkuvu lamala, is not a treifa. Why? Because a bird does not lean on its legs to the same degree that an animal. Animal supports its full weight on the legs. Bird flies, hops around the legs. The legs are not so important. It's not, it does, so you see by a bird that the narkuvu ulamala is not the same category as an animal, because it's a different type of treifa. And therefore, by a human being as well, it's a different type of treifa. So, sach hakol, we have five different ways to answer the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam learns the sugya like the Ramban and like the Ran, that there's no correlation between death and hilchas nida. It's just a matter of matching up mitzias. Number two, we have the Bach. The Bach says there's a chiluk between man and an animal mazel. The laws of treifas do not apply, period, to human beings. Number three, the Chacham Tzvi that says ad v'loyad b'chlal. The Trev is talking about where the Arkuva was cut above the knee. Here it's below the knee. The next answer was the Kresi Uplesi. There's a chilik between a person, a treifa, where a person had it and then became defective, or never had it to begin with. And then we have the answer I just gave you, the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, even if you want to say that there is no difference between man and animal, they both have the laws of treifas, that's true with regard to 17 of the treifas. But number 18, middle kuvulamata, is a different category of treifa, which has its own set of rules. Okay, we'll stop here.